Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the messiness of Todrick Hall, Jesse J's bang bang into the womb, Kim Kardashian as the new Tomb Raider, how J-Lo was almost part of the Britney Madonna kiss, and Republican drag queen Congressman George Jantos' latest lies. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. I'm just ruffling around in my drawer, getting a pen. Now, hello, Corey.
That was the best intro we've
ever
had.
Well, I don't know if they could hear me shuffling around in my little pen drawer.
I could.
Well, hi, Corey. Oh my God.
Wait. Is your pen drawer better or worse than my pen jar?
My pen drawer does seep into my pen jar. Well, I have a chapstick mug, and I have two pens in the chapstick mug.
Okay.
And a lighter. And a pair of fake glasses.
Okay. Sounds like that mug's got a lot of problems, a lot of talents.
She's a diverse, she's a Renaissance mug, if you will.
Actually, look, here's what I have in my drawer: a pen,
okay,
a chapstick,
okay,
a snuffleupagus.
Whoa! I've never really wanted something that you had in your hand until just now.
I stole this snuffleupagus from a 2-year-old's birthday party. Well, it wasn't really stealing.
Well, you know, my first dog was named Snuffy.
Unfortunately.
After the one and only Snuffleupagus.
Did Snuffy walk so Chloe could run?
No, Snuffleupagus. Snuffy walked so Crouton could run. Chloe's not a part of the equation.
Was Snuffy your first soul dog?
No. I think Snuffy and I, we were roommates, but I don't know if we were... Sold.
Snuffy didn't even get in your senior pictures like Raven.
Speak on that.
So I guess Raven was your first soul dog?
Oh, so Raven Simone.
Was Snuffy small like Chloe or big like Raven?
Mid-size.
What was Snuffy?
We don't have time to talk about Snuffy right now. I have so much on the to talk list.
I just want to know what kind of dog Snuffleupagus was.
Some type of Shih Tzu. You know that.
That's not a medium-sized dog.
Well, it was a larger Shih Tzu.
What? Because it was overweight?
No,
it was
just...
Because it was big bone.
Or maybe I was just a small child. Who knows?
You were probably a small child. Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
Everybody's talking.
Okay.
Well, girls, everybody's talking.
Okay, continue.
So, first of all, J-Lo...
Okay, let's hear it.
J-Lo says that while she was filming a movie in Canada, Madonna, Britney, and her had a meeting, and she was going to be the part of Christina Aguilera at the VMAs.
Yep.
The legendary kiss, the trio kiss, the smooch that spoke to the world.
The smooch that work the gooch.
Oh. So, do we care?
Yeah. I love it.
Would you have preferred a J-Lo thruple or a as is with Christina?
Well, I think divas are going to be divas.
I've always said that.
I would have preferred it with J-Lo. It was all like, I don't know. I don't know. Because it felt like Britney and Christina had such a rivalry that was like maybe not real. Maybe it was like put on by the media. And then them all kissing was like, oh, we're friends now.
I would have put J-Lo in the Madonna position.
And you would have gotten loud.
And I would have put Britney where Madonna was. So Britney's in the middle. And J-Lo can be on one little smoochy side for Britney. And Christina can be on the other little smoochy side for Britney.
Wow.
And Pink can trapeze around. The girls.
Glitter in the air, honey.
Somebody else is in the beginning of that video. Do you know who it is?
In the beginning of what video?
Of that performance. Like somebody, maybe it's like Ja Rule, or it's like somebody.
In the start of the Madonna thing?
Yes. And I don't know, I don't remember who. I'm trying to remember who was of the time.
Maya?
No, girl, it was a man.
Okay. What was he up to? Lil Wayne, Fat Joe, Big Pun.
What are you saying?
Busta Rhymes,
a spell?
DMX.
Oh my God. Have you ever done DMT?
Have you ever done DMX?
I have done X to the Z exhibit. If they pimped your ride today.
Okay.
Would you take care of the fish? Because you know they're putting an aquarium in.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It seems like, sure, okay, whatever.
next up on the docket, from one pop star to another, Dolly Parton.
Was her birthday?
No. She's coming out with a rock and roll collabs album.
Don't tell me no when it was.
Okay, well, it's always been somebody's birthday. It was always our birthday in the last year, so what do you want?
You know whose birthday it is today?
My mom's.
Your mom.
My mom's. We have to call my mom live. It's on the docket.
I ain't calling her.
Who would you like to see on the Dolly Parton rock and roll collab album?
Jessie J.
Well, she's not on it.
Pink, Maya,
Pink's
DMX.
On it. Pink is on it. Pink is on it.
Casey Musgraves.
Nope.
They've already released the people.
Cher. Matt
Rogers. Sarah Bareilles.
Cher.
What about a drag queen named Shara Bareilles?
It's a no for me.
And they only do Cher songs and Sarah Bareilles songs.
No. Nope.
Shara Bareilles.
No. Well, you're getting a Dolly Parton rock and roll album with Cher, Paul McCartney. I did not know he was still alive. Miley Cyrus, Pink, Elton, and Stevie Nicks.
I'm here for it.
Glaringly missing is Lady Gaga. Like, that just feels incorrect. And, like, it's almost like if there's gonna be a snub on there, that feels like the snub.
You can't. I'm still not over who got snubbed in the best puss category last year at the Cycle Babbies.
Okay. Will hey, you be listening?
Speaking of best puss.
Hey, there was a Dolly Parton best puss moment in the last week. Miss Lucy LaDuca. Miss Lucy LaDuca as best puss. Dolly Parton. Doing.
She was not Dolly Parton. That was 2 weeks ago.
Can you hear my nails?
Yes. Speaking of best puss.
Yes. Hey, Puss in Boots is a good snatch game.
Did you hear who went bang bang into the womb?
Jessie J is pregnant?
Yes.
Wow.
Bang bang into the womb.
And now what is she holding in there?
Talent. A masterpiece.
Okay.
It's not about the price tag.
Oh.
It's not about the money.
Okay.
Speaking of money.
Sure. Capital? Are we going to talk about it?
Did you hear what? Now, normally I don't like to talk about this person, but did you hear what's her name bought?
Redacted?
No.
What did who buy? Who did what buy? What?
Kim Kardashian?
Oh. Okay. Kim Kardashian bought some... Ornacia? No. Kim Kardashian continues to purchase old dead people's things, is the story.
This says...
to me... is no different than my mother, is no different than the rest of America. Like, why are we upset? Who cares?
I don't know if this is real. Maybe this isn't. Maybe the storyline was people were talking about her buying people's stuff.
It is. She did not buy Ornacia.
I saw a tweet that said Kim Kardashian bought Ornacia for $230,000.
Kim Kardashian bought... Oh, what was it? I think like an...
Then I don't want to talk about this.
Now I'm Googling it. Kim Kardashian. Bought.
How do you spell bought?
Kim Kardashian bought. Oh, Princess Diana's necklace. Okay.
Why is her son selling that?
To me, it's a very who cares about who cares. Because... if somebody wants to go to Claire's and get a little anklet, nobody's complaining. But if she wants to buy a bracelet or whatever, people are all up in arms. People love to hate Kim Kardashian just to hate Kim Kardashian. Find a reason that's valid, and then let's talk. Excessive use of your money for nothing, like for jewelry. Sure, that money could go for something else. Like, what's the complaint here? What do people want? They want her to leave dead people's stuff alone?
Sure.
It's giving Tomb Raider.
I wish people would leave my stuff alone.
My stuffalophagus alone?
Bang, bang into the womb. Well, now I'm mad that Kim K didn't buy Ornacia.
Well, and then everyone was starting to do parodies of the tweet announcing that she was buying Princess Diana's pendant. Because she bought it for $200,000. And I don't know why people even care. But then people were saying, oh, she bought JWoww's yellow halter top from Jersey Shore. Or Doctor Strange's cloak of levitation.
You know what I've got to say?
What?
People are always like, you still watch Grey's Anatomy? That's still on? You know
what? Jersey Shore.
You know what we should be saying that's still on to?
Speak on it, Corey.
Jersey Shore. They have a whole day, Jersey Days. Check out the new Jersey Shore family vacation road trip.
Is this an ad? Are you doing an ad?
this Jersey Day. No, I saw a commercial for it when I was watching Drag Race on Friday, and I thought the shit that I get shit on, the people who shit on me for watching 40 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, pick a real problem.
Okay.
Jersey Days.
Jersey Days is fine and it can stay. We have a bigger target to tackle. The real acquaintances of La Brea.
Okay. Honey, did you watch?
I did not watch. Did you watch?
Okay, so I was...
Oh my God, you watched it.
No, I was at a friend's. We watched Drag Race. Then I walked home. And when I got home, I was like, oh, almost time for Untucked. So I turned it on and saw the last 5 minutes, which were insufferable.
Okay. Give us the rundown.
I caught the last 5 minutes. This guy, I think his name was Dorian. I don't know if he's cut out for TV. He was at they were having a party. I think it was an engagement party, but honestly, I couldn't tell what. It was just a party in someone's LA backyard. And this guy, he just kept eating all the snacks, which relatable, but he kept like trying to have arguments with food in his mouth. And he kept being like, I don't have a lot of friends. I haven't gone out a lot after the pandemic. But he also seemed like he was too good to be there. I thought all of you seem miserable.
Well, I think the problem is, my perception of the show is here is all of these gays that are, well, first of all, a bunch of cis gays. So like right off the bat, it's giving what a lot of people perceive as like a stereotype downside of West Hollywood. like all these just gays. Like, where's the diversity within the LGBTQ plus community? But then also it's so they all have allegedly successful brands of their own.
The one guy did keep talking about that, but he was the only one I saw.
Yeah, I just don't really know who is this for. Like, it feels like, is it just promo for their...
It's for them and their friends, I think.
Right, right. I think that's what that is. Like, who is like, I would like to learn more about successful gays and their businesses. I don't know. Maybe people are into that. I don't know. I've seen... Did you read any of the Todrick Hall Instagram
posts? I saw he's done a lot of posts, handwritten, mind you, not Notes app.
Correct.
But I saw a lot of tweets that were like, I'm not reading that. He's not Britney Spears.
Did you see his Mean Girls video?
Yeah, I think I saw somebody put it on their story, but I didn't take the bait.
Mm. Well, he is... He's posting all of these like handwritten notes about why people need to be watching the show, and if you don't watch the show, why do we like want representation for gay men on TV, but then we don't watch it when it happens, and blah blah blah. And yeah, I mean, I read all of it. It was a whole bunch of not much going, like not many things were said, considering it's an 8-page handwritten experience.
I read some of it too. I just thought it was funny. Now he's trying to like clarify some of the things that he hasn't really spoke on previously about not paying his backup dancers and that sort of thing. I just thought it was interesting that he tried to say like it was known that it was unpaid, but then at the end of his apology he wrote like, sorry if I burned you, which I took as like an admittance to the fact that he wronged people.
It felt like, yeah, that part was like,
the part that said,
I would like to move forward and I'm sorry for anything before now.
Yeah.
Was the vibe.
Just pay people if you owe them money, I guess.
Well, he also posted a little skit on his Instagram that was like him parodying Mean Girls and putting... like his, you know, the scene where she's like putting herself in the burn book.
Did he and put himself in the burn book?
It's literally, there are no twists to this experience of this parody. I just have to say, regardless of everything, regardless of like character or like the unpaid bills or whatever the hell is going on with all of the drama that I do not want to know about anymore. I'm reaching my limit. It's like, how many times am I going to see a Mean Girls parody? And parody is so loosely said at this point. A Mean Girls skit from Todrick Hall. Didn't we see this 10 times already from him? Didn't he already do Mean Gays? Didn't he already? It's like I'm witnessing somebody in a loop who's continuing to perform the same loop over and over. And also, for somebody who does a skit based on Mean Girls so often, an entire career based on Mean Girls and Disney or whatever the hell he's up to, does he not know that what we're witnessing in this skit is when Regina George was making herself the victim? And
even though she did all the bad things.
And even though she did all... And he is literally the Regina George in the skit doing the exact same...
No, I don't think he gets it.
And the audacity to put in the burn book surrounding his picture, pay your dancers, pay your rent, you broke fugly slut, like all of these things, like parroting what she put in the burn book.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get to reclaim pay your dancers as a joke for yourself in your little skit until you pay your dancers.
When we know dancers that he didn't pay.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. And then for him to just... I would like for him to find fulfillment. I don't know if it needs to be on the world stage when the world is saying no thank you.
Do you think we'll get all 6 episodes of the show, or do you think it'll be canceled before?
Oof.
I don't know. They're really...
What does Psychic Nikki say?
I saw that that Drag Race premiere got 700,000 viewers, and The Real Acquaintances got 20,000 viewers.
That was a fake tweet.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Not
and
you
who
and
knows?
I both, not you and I both getting gooped. By
we got got and something. We got gooped. And do you think it's going to make it all the way? To be honest, here's the real truth. I feel for the other cast members who really thought this was going to be a fun experience, that not the ones that denied filming with an OnlyFans creator, but the ones who like signed on and thought this could be a break for them. Like, that sucks that all of this has to do with like people not wanting to watch your show because of a co-star that you didn't sign up to be with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that I validate sucks.
Because Brad Noreski was on Watch What Happens Live, and they asked him about the Chris Salvatore thing, and he said it wasn't him.
Good.
So it narrows it down.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Speaking of saying things about things,
go on. Oh, you don't have. I had a perfectly good. I was gonna say, you know where he should go. Hey, do you think Redacted is watching The Real House Gays of whatever the hell? Because isn't Redacted friends with Redacted?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. I heard Issa Rae was in the episode, which I was like, how did that happen?
You know where they need to go to? Back to Party City, where they belong. Just kidding. Party City is filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
Where are you going to get your balloons, girl?
Can you believe I bought balloons from Party City right before the pandemic? And it was like a little eerie, and we were in there, and then we tried to go to Outback Steakhouse, and it was closed because somebody had COVID.
Because the party's over.
And so then we had to go to Olive Garden, and it was very eerie eating in the Olive. Now I think that Olive Garden is closed too. And the waitress dropped her whole tray of drinks.
I think you're carrying the curse.
I was just going from business to business. No, that Outback is still open though.
Okay. Okay. Are we going to talk about...
Did you hear about the chain smokers?
Ew! Is that what they're called? The chain smokers. Is that what they're called? Chain smokers?
Yeah. Actually, Is that what they're called?
What are they chain smoking? They're probably chain vaping these days. You know what I'm saying?
Did you? They've admitted to having a three-way with multiple fans. Do you care?
I would be in it.
Is there a band, a duo, or a group that you would like to fuck all the members at the same time? Would you fuck both chain smokers?
Yeah. I don't know what the other one looks like. One of them's dating Demi Lovato. And they have a combined dick size of 21 inches or something.
It's like 17 is what they had on their website.
I don't know.
You know who else had a threesome?
I do know. Thin Prometheth.
But I noticed that you said that person was from Cheetah Girls.
I didn't say anything. I just posted the tweet.
I know she's from 3LW.
Okay. So what do you want from me?
She said she hooked up with three members of B2K all at the same time.
Great.
I agree. Good for her. I didn't even know B2K had how many members.
She said that she was hooking up with three of them at the same time. Does that mean like three in a week is very different than three in a night or three in a single session?
Maybe she did three kisses like Britney, Christina, and Madonna all at the same time.
Poor J-Lo. Another J-Lo alone. Another J-Lone.
So wait, which band would you fuck all the members at the same time?
Okay, let's throw out some options. You got Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Maroon 5.
Good Charlotte.
You know, Maroon 5 having six members is so off-putting to me. It's like, figure it out.
Well, I think it's because they've had people come and go and come back again.
Girl, I'm about to come and go and come back again. You know what I'm saying? Hanson.
Evan and Jaren.
Those are
Lifehouse.
Lifehouse. I totaled my car to a Lifehouse song.
I've heard you've told this story about three different cars.
I've totaled three different cars.
You totaled one car to Lifehouse? Where?
It's you and me and all the people.
I'm very familiar with Lifehouse's discography. Where were you? What happened?
Was this the time...
car with the two-tone doors?
No, this was... I was driving my sister's car, actually.
Oh, so you totaled your sister's car.
Yes. A very awkward phone call to make. Very.
Yes, and?
You'll never guess what happened to me.
Were you on I-94?
No, baby, I was on Jolly.
Oh, damn.
I was on Jolly.
What'd you do?
I turned
left.
Was
it your fault?
Yes, it was so my fault.
Did you hit another car?
Yes, I turned left into oncoming traffic, like at an intersection.
Did someone hit you or did you hit someone?
It was a bit of both, but it was definitely 100% my fault.
Was it the best of both worlds?
The cop said, "You've gone through enough today. I'm not going to write you a ticket for what you did." I said, "Thank you."
That's white privilege.
She said, "Your car is already totaled. I think you've learned your lesson.
It's my fifth car.
My fifth girl."
Okay, great. And then what?
Where were you Jan 6th?
Jan Sport?
Yes. George Jantos. You know about George Santos?
His name's something DeVolder. Anthony DeVolder.
What? Kitara Ravachik.
George Santos's real name is Anthony DeVolder.
Oh, really?
His real name's not even George Santos.
Well, did you see Jan do her... her makeover to look like him?
Yes, which I thought
pretty iconic.
I thought, put it in a skit, brand it, sell it as a t-shirt.
Republic Jan. George Jantos. Jan 6.
Do you think he's going to resign?
Insurrect Jan.
His roommate said even way back when they were roommates that he was all, "Oh, if I can just get on Congress, I'll be set with benefits for life."
I did see that. Well, I also read that.
Is that true? Should we all run for Congress?
I think the two of us need to do, you know how they're doing, you know how everyone's all dream casting their like Drag Race duos edition? We should run for Congress as a duo.
What would our duo drag sisters twins' names be? Do you think we could lie and tell them that we're not identical and that we're fraternal twins?
Would no, we should tell them we're identical.
Would that have as much appeal?
I don't know, baby. I don't know. Speaking of twins, did you see George Santos was on The Suite Life of Zach and Cody, according to his Wikipedia?
I saw his fake Wikipedia.
I don't know what to believe anymore. He also claims he was on the Hannah Montana show. This is the gay congressman Republican who was found out to be a drag queen and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
A pathological liar. He stole his roommate's Burberry scarf.
No.
Yes, and then wore it.
No! I would be more upset if somebody stole my scarf and didn't wear it.
Okay, good to know. Next time I go to your house, I'm stealing all of your scarves.
Take it. Take them. They're yours.
Nudes.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hey, did you see Megan yet?
No, I want to.
Okay, Megan, can we make a pregnancy pact? We need to make a pregnancy pact. By next episode, we're seeing Megan so that we can discuss it. We're going to have a psychobabble book club, but for a movie. A movie club.
Okay, okay. Should all the listeners go see Megan 2?
No, not Megan 2. It's not out yet. That comes out in 2025. They already have
a calendar invite.
They already have a sequel date, January 17th, 2025, Megan 2.0.
Did you see the writer trying to grasp for straws as to why she thought it was resonating with the gay community?
What? What'd she say? Because it's like about family and belonging.
Yes,
and
yes.
Feeling outside, looking in.
And everyone was quote tweeting it being like, sis.
Well, is she wrong?
Yes, she was.
And you know how everyone was dressing up as like a Megan in Times Square as promo and marketing?
Yeah, that was me.
Have you seen? There's
I'm
a new
the Megan. It's me.
There's a new rapstress, Icy. I don't know.
Baby.
What?
Icy Baby.
No,
I don't know. I was guessing. Am I wrong?
And they were all in like, maybe Ice Spice or something. Ice Spice. Yeah, Ice Spice. It happened overnight. All of my timelines started showing me Ice Spice content, this new rapper. And then there were a whole bunch of Ice Spice lookalikes in Times Square. And I was like, stop trying to. I'm not meaning to, but I'm just asking, is anybody else experiencing the Ice Spicification of their timelines?
No, I'm not.
I refuse to be shoved an artist down my throat.
Unless it's Megan.
Unless it's Gucci Mane.
Unless it's Bang Bang Into the Woo.
I'm sorry, who is Gucci Mane?
I don't know.
And is Mane just kind of a repronunciation of man? Gucci Man? Or is it just...
Is it Mane like Main Street, or is it Mane like a lion?
I don't know. These are all good questions for our listeners. Get to the bottom of
anything.
It.
I don't know anything. Was he nominated for Best Puss?
Oh, he should have been. Oh, let me. Maybe next year. Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane. Best Puss. Best.
You sound like, who's that? Puss. You sound like Charo right now.
Gucci. Yeah. Okay. So all of us are going to watch Megan by next week. So do your homework, listeners.
Okay.
Because we're both going to see it this week. I'm seeing it. I already have it in the books.
Wow. When are you seeing it?
I'm not saying.
Okay. Text me afterward.
I will.
Wow. Anything else you wanted to discuss today?
I mean, do we have time for a little bit of Drag Race or no?
I'll give you 3 bullet points.
Snatch Game. They disrespected my girl Tan Mom.
I saw people tweeting, who is Tan Mom? As if they expect me to know who Bretman Rock was.
Ooh. Yeah,
Gen Z and millennials?
Bretman Rock really was saved by producers because you know damn well they were not going to let anybody but a twin. Spoiler! The spoilers are coming. Spoilers are coming. You know damn well they were never going to let anybody but a twin send one of the twins home. I'm just kind of like, wow, they really did it so soon. Okay, I guess. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Did you watch Untucked? They were really trying to quit together.
I know. They were like, either we both stay or we both leave. I thought, grow up.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the emotions. I understand the dependency. But, like, at some point, that's disrespectful to queens that have already been sent home.
Like, there were twins on a season of Survivor, and one got voted out very first, and the other one went on to win.
Well, there you have it. Well, what we're really witnessing is one of the twins was bound to stay and make it far and get a solid career
How
out of it.
Sad if she goes home next week.
I would be very sad. It would be stupid. It would be boring. The twins were so much fun. I'm going to miss the experience of them together.
The funny thing is there were so many people in Snatch Game that were just okay or that were actually bad. And it's like, the twins just did too much. If they had like reeled it in a little bit, it probably could have been 2 other people, but they were like too obnoxious, annoying.
I think what put them under was their skit going back and forth, talking to each other, and RuPaul not knowing how to like interject, which they were doing like a Miley Cyrus skit, I think, from like a telethon on like one of the TV shows on like Disney Channel. Anyway, I think it was rubbing production the wrong way, just how prepared they were to do their own shit. Like they were
canned all the time.
Yeah, they were ready to do their own Sugar and Spice show. And I think production would rather see what happens when they take one away and watch the other one flounder.
I think, too, they probably could have benefited from not being in the same group of 7.
Yeah, that was... I found that to be a setup.
It set them up for failure to be able to interact with each other or rely too heavily on each other.
Who was lucky that the twins were a canned storyline of...
Aura.
Against each other. Aura, Jax...
It's funny because...
As Mona Lisa.
Some of them, I felt like they only showed them answer one question, which means they probably weren't terrible, but I also can't believe that they were funny or excelled in any sort of way.
Who?
Like, they didn't show... How many questions did Anitra answer? 1. How many questions did... what's her name? Sasha Colby answer. One.
Yeah.
It's not like I think they were bad, but it's like they were clearly under-edited in those in the episode as a whole.
Well, to take it back to the Real House gaze, I think that's part of the reason why people are really annoyed with the programming of MTV right now, is that like what we used to have was these 90-minute episodes, which I think, I know some people say was too long to begin with, but apparently what I heard was that they were filming this season of Drag Race with the concept of 90-minute episodes. So once it got cut down to 60, the story producers are like scrambling to fit everything in. And at the end of it, we come out of it with like no real content that lets us really connect with the performances or get to know anything other than really, if somebody has a confessional, you know they're in the top or they're going home at this point.
Yeah, and it's like they're not giving anybody, any of the other people who usually get more confessionals because they go, are in for the long haul, are just now kind of invisible.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I don't know. How much work does it take to just quickly make them into the 90-minute episodes they were supposed to be?
I don't know.
Can't be that much.
I don't know. Is there anything else you need to discuss, Corey?
I think they don't have to do that because they know we're watching either way.
That's true.
No, I'm all good in the hood, as they say.
That's great. Okay, well, where can people find you?
You can find me seeing Megan.
Oh.
This week, somewhere.
Somewhere.
I'm getting a regular soda and a popcorn.
Okay.
Where can people find you?
Well, this Sunday, we're celebrating my 2-year streamiversary, with a subathon starting at 9 a.m. Pacific to 6 p.m. Pacific. So if you would like to swing by and see what we get up to, Sunday will be a perfect stream to do it. This Sunday, January 29th, 2023, 9 a.m. Pacific to 6 p.m. Pacific. I would love to see you there. Come see what we do. It'll be fun. It'll be silly. It'll be stupid.
Yay. All right. Bye. We love you.
All right. Later. Bye.
Have a wonderful week. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Later.